This is a download from the BBC. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
bbclearningenglish.com presents Talk About English, a series of radio features that support your English language studies.
This week we're looking at appraisals. That's a meeting where a manager reviews your recent performance. As usual, I'm joined in the studio by David Evans, our business English expert. David, the purpose of appraisals. Now, they're becoming more and more common in companies, aren't they?
Yes, they are. And in fact, they're not always called appraisals. Some companies will call them performance reviews. Others will call them annual interviews, but whatever you call them, I think that companies use them because they're a good way to monitor an employee's progress, to motivate people. And I think they also give an opportunity for managers and the people that they manage to discuss the problems, the challenges that they face, and also to reflect on some of their achievements.
OK, let's hear the beginning of two staff appraisals.
Elizabeth, thanks for coming in. Annual appraisal, of course. Mm. We'll have a chance to talk a little bit later and to look at objectives specifically for the next year. But I want to spend this time really looking back over the past year. How do you feel it's been?
It's been up and down, yeah. It's been, on the whole, it's been quite a good year, but up and down.
As you know, this is your annual appraisal that we're going to go through today to have a look back at the year to see how things have gone for you. Well, first of all, how's your year been generally?
It's been okay, actually. The restructuring hasn't been easy. Staff morale's been a little bit low at certain points because of the uncertainty. But I think personally I've had quite a good year in terms of my own development and my own job satisfaction.
Those two appraisals started off in a very similar way. David, what was the key question that was asked in both of them?
Well, I think a lot of people running appraisals like to begin with a very open, very general question. So if it's an annual appraisal, a question like, how's your year been, is a great way just to get the conversation going. The person being appraised will then say something like, it's been a good year, or it's been a difficult year. And then the person doing the appraisal can take that as a cue to talk about achievements, talk about problems, talk about challenges.
So after a general start, appraisals become much more specific, focusing in on particular incidents at work. Have a listen to this.
Okay, let's start with a couple of the downs, if you like, the less satisfactory areas for you.
I've had a few problems with other team members. I'm feeling a bit that I'm not getting a lot of support, and that's caused a few problems.
OK, well, I think it's important that we look at what we can do to resolve that situation and whether there are some specific systems or whether I need to reinforce a few points that have already been made.
I think that'd be good.
What about the highlights?
Obviously, the big thing that's happened this year is the new finance system that's been introduced. And
sure.
I just feel that, you know, I'm coming to terms with it now and beginning to cope with it, which is good.
Yeah, that's certainly something that I would have picked out. I think that you've managed particularly well over the past few months. I'd certainly like to congratulate you for the way you've handled that.
So we heard talk there of the ups and downs of the past year for this particular employee. What specific questions did the manager ask?
Well, he began by asking about the downs. I think his question was, what were the less satisfactory areas for you? I mean, perhaps a simpler way of saying that would be just to say, what have been the low points? Then, having talked about the low points, the manager moved the appraisal along and asked about the more positive aspects of the person's year, using the question, what have been the highlights?
And, of course, when you're talking about the highlights, that's a good moment for the manager to actually say to their employee that they've done something well.
Yes, it's a great opportunity for some positive feedback. And I think we heard the manager there say, I'd like to congratulate you on the way that you handled that. So, again, emphasising the positive and making sure that the other person realises that their achievements have been appreciated.
Support from colleagues. This is a very common issue. Have a listen to this.
And through this difficult period, how do you feel you've been helped by your team? I mean, do you think that you've had the support of your line manager and your junior colleagues?
Yes, I do feel I've been supported by you. It's been a difficult year, and I think you've noticed when staff have felt low and when they've needed some words of encouragement. And you've also kept us up to date with all the changes, so I think the team in general are very grateful for that. And junior colleagues as well, they've been very, very helpful, and everybody's worked really hard. So in terms of support, the whole office has done very well this year.
So a classic question there, and a chance for employees to be honest about their relationships with their colleagues. David, could you talk through some of the language there?
Yes, I mean, obviously working in a team, it's quite a sensitive thing to talk about. So I suppose that managers would typically use a question like, do you feel supported by? Do you feel supported by your line manager? Now, that's the person who directly manages you. And the question really means, is this person helping you to do your job? They might also ask, do you feel supported by your junior colleagues? These are people who report to you, perhaps. And again, the person is asking, are these people helping you to achieve what you want to achieve in your work?
One of the main reasons for having an appraisal is to agree on things called objectives. Could you explain what these are?
An objective, very simply, is what you hope to achieve over a stated period of time. So for a salesperson, for example, an objective might be to sell a certain number of products. For a manager, an objective might be to successfully reorganise the department. An objective is very simply a target or an aim that you have over a period of time.
Let's go back to our appraisals now and hear what phrases they're using to talk about objectives.
OK, let's move on to looking back at some of the objectives that we set this time last year and to what extent they've been achieved. Mm-hmm. One of them, of course, relates to the finance system. And achieved, I think.
I think so too.
OK, so we've gone through the list of competencies. Now let's have a look at your list of objectives for the last year. Firstly, you wanted to find out more about the marketing department by training them in their work. And you did that, didn't you?
Yes, I did. And it was very interesting, actually. I mean, we work very, very closely with the marketing department, and I just wanted to find out more about what their needs were and just discover how we could improve our relationship, because there have been difficulties in the past.
Excellent. Well, we can say that objective has been achieved.
There was a lot of language associated with objectives. Can you explain what was used?
Yes, we heard about a list of objectives, and I think it's important to note that most people would have more than one objective over the course of a year or half a year. We also heard a number of verbs that went with objectives. We heard about setting objectives, and when a manager and the person they're working with agree an objective, we can say they set it. Again, at the end of the period in question, the manager would probably look and see whether the objective had been achieved, in other words, whether the person had been successful, or whether it hadn't been achieved.
And in that last example, we heard another interesting term, this phrase, list of competences. Could you explain what this is?
A list of competences is simply a list of the skills and the knowledge that a person needs to do their job effectively. So in the case of a manager, we would expect a manager to have a competency in administration, in organisation, in communication. And we can make a list of these competencies for all kinds of different jobs.
My thanks to David Evans, and thanks to you for listening. Hope you can join us again next week for more Business Language to Go.
That was Talk About English from bbclearningenglish.com.